And the day going over to the Catholic dude on the Bible, so the Gemara coming, and the name of Rav Nechman says, before we start davening Shmoneh Esrei, we should say, Hashem Tzolkos, Tzitzah, Hashem Yagikin, Hashem, we should give up our Kashi, Tzitzah, and Tzolkos, we should use the ability to daven them. And at the conclusion of the Shmoneh Esrei, we should offer up our Kashi, Yiru Yilatzin and Mishin. So Gemara asks that that part, Yiru Yilatzin and Mishin, could be interpreted, Lahavok, and interpreted in the Shabbat. You can say, Yiru Yilatzin, and Mishin, give me the Kaya to daven well.
But I'm going to say
that it would make sense to say the Rasul before the Shmoneh Esrei. And it also makes sense to say the Rasul. Yes? And it makes sense to say the Rasul and say after the Shmoneh Esrei. So in my opinion, doesn't make more sense to say the Rasul before you start davening Shmoneh Esrei, after the Shmoneh Esrei, to give you the chance to daven well. That it's a tefillah, you didn't have to worry me if you're ready to finish davening. That the davening that needs to take, then you say, you have a right to make sure you be the covenant of tefillah anyway, even though it's not good. So it's better to take before the Shmoneh Esrei. So that'll be more kasha. Missy, how you have a right to make sure mashmal of the top mashmal may pay. It makes sense to say before Shmoneh Esrei or after. So if it makes sense before or after, so say it before, say everything before, say Hashem Tzach and Tzach before. Say you have a right to make sure before, say everything before. I say both before and after. Some fashion says, say you're the last of the mission, before and after. So the Gemara answered that in Tehillim, you're the last of the mission, appears at the end of the first 18 Kratom of Tehillim. And then the Gemara says, but it's not 18, it's 19. So the Maharsha explains in the Gemara's answer that originally, when they made the Shmoneh Esrei Brachas, the original Yusuf Shmoneh Esrei had 18 Brachas, the first the Kratom of Tehillim was one. And later, when the Chachamim decided to add on the Lamashim to make it 19 brachas, they noted that Yom Ratzin and Mishri and Tilim should correspond to the after 19 kapitel of Tilim, so they broke up the first kapitel of Tilim into two. So that's why it's Allison Day. And now Yom Ratzin and Mishri appears at the end of the 19th Tarek and Tilim. That's how the Gemara is coming. And the Gemara said, how do you know that the first and the second were originally one kapitel of Tilim? Because the Gemara continues on the next daf, called Parsha on the Sapman on Yudam and Elf, called Parsha Shaisachazi Balzar, the Tansel Baba Asher, the Sim Baba Asher. For example, the first step in hyphenated, the first step in Tilim is really one capital Tilim. Dino, Tansel Baba Asher, the Tilim begins with Asher Hirish. And at the end of the Pasik, the end of the left Pasik in the second capital Tilim is third. Rashi completely heard. And David says, what do we call Parsha Shaisachazi Balzar? It's only one. There's only one Parsha Tilim. So says it's called Parsha Shota Habib al David. He begins and he ends with the same lotion. Sometimes he begins and he ends with Halukah. Sometimes he begins and he ends with other lotions like that. So here begins and ends with Asher because it's a Habib. So Dovid HaMelech originally composed this as one capital tilim. And later, and you will have to make use at the end of the 18th Sherek. And then later the Masha explains, yesterday Adam the Lamashi made 19. That's the way we usually assume, that we always call it Shmoneh Esrei, and the last bracha to the Yadran was the bracha of the Lama Shin, and the Gemara says later that Shmuel HaKosni added that on. We saw that there was a Torah, and he added that on. With the Tesis Reed, one of the Rishonim says, we just omit the comments in the end of Masechet Tainis, the separate tape from the Gemara. So he claims that even the Lama Shin was in the days of Shmuel HaKosni, said that. He knew there was already no longer Shmoneh Esrei then. And all the Mishnahs, all the practices, and all the other Gemara says, Shmoneh Esrei. The Hebrew was very changed in the days of Shmuel HaKosni. It should have changed the Nusach, they should have called it the Shalit Tehbrach, but they still call it Shmoneh Esrei. That was ancient. Did they just change it in the 1900s, in the 1800s, in the 1600s? You understand, they called it Shmoneh Esrei, and so many Dairi, so they still call it Shmoneh Esrei, even though it recently changed. But they changed it so many years ago. How many years after they originally instituted? Well, when was the Anshe Knesset there? When did they complete the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei? No Shmoneh Esrei. It wasn't so many years in between. It was a short period of time. How many years did they call the Shmoneh Esrei? They should have called it. They should have changed the title. So he claims that it used to. This is what he claims. It used to be 17 brachas. And then when they added on the Lamashinim, then it was their Shmoneh Esrei. And then it said, Dairi to the Shmoneh Esrei. And then he says that the bracha that was added on was a sin of David Amzichor. Because he says if you look in the grave, it's the first. It's this half. It says that if you look at it, it's this is Raya.
No,
if you look in the Piyut for Purim, so he says you have, you have Piyut in every single bracha except for the Tanah Zohar Abdechol. So how are you talking about the Biur? So he says the Biur is that the one who wrote the Shrivet Smith and Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, they combine the two as one bracha. Yerushalayim Yerucha Berachim and Toshu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should rebuild the Yerushalayim. And part of rebuilding Yerushalayim is that you should have Malchus Beis Dovid in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. The capital means that you have to have the White House, you have to have the government offices, have to be in Yerushalayim. So the complete building, and even in our Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yerucha Berachim and Toshu, we have the Chizikot and the Heir of the Seven Tachim. So in Eretz Yisrael, the practice was that they had this as one bracha. So there's the one who wrote the Piyutim for the Shemoneh Esrei. So Purim, this and Eretz Yisrael have it as one bracha. And the Bavli and other Tzachim explains why in Bavel, later in the days of the Amorim Zotzer, later they changed it that it should be 19 brachas. I don't know, but you look at this Gemara, it doesn't, the way the Mashiach tells us, this Gemara is the traditional way, the way we always assumed that it was always 18, not that it used to be 17, and then they changed it to 18, Shmuel HaKadnadim from HaMashiachim became 18, and then when they broke up from the Yerushalayim into two brachas, they added on a Sema Zomadam, and then it became 19. Rashi Shaka Nagimara is that it was always 18, and then later when they added HaMashiachim it became 19. So at that time they made the first American Tillim into two brachas and Tillim. That's how the Mashiach explained.
The reason the 18 stuck is because it was based on the 18 signs that the players mentioned in the Torah Gomez.
Right, but Mara says later that when they composed and the Chachamim and the Chachamim composed a Tzila, so it has to be part of the non-existing Tzila in Tanakh. Because Mara says, this morning actually the office that we have, and then you say davening with Tavim after the Mizmor Dovid. And you seven brachas on this one after Shabbat Yonatan Tavim after another Tzila. And you nine brachas on Rosh Hashanah Tavim after another Tzila. Each Tzila has to be tied in, each Tzila is actually going to have to be tied in after something. So the 18 and the 19, the Gemara has a marker. 17, the Gemara does not a marker. And the time is Tzila, the Gemara is a witness, and the time is in addition to the 18 brachas, you add on the Chag and add on another 6 brachas on the Chazor Hashad. That's how the Mishnah says in Tainus. So the Gemara has there, and that's still good. And the Hanichov Dalit to Neged Man, when you say 24 brachas on the Chazor Hashad on the Tainus Tzibur, what is that based on? So the Gemara gives you what that pattern is. It's all been all later on the Chof. So the Pashat here on Chof Ches on the day, going off the Chof Ches on the Chazor, this question mark. So the Pasha Pshat is not like this. This time Chum Tika Pesha Shir. There's a word swarm on the Sigur. And this is a Hatsila, all quotes this Pesha Shir, but it's just an oddity. There's this Menetzer originally was 17, and then the Lamashina actually became 18, and then what we down today, 19, that's in Bogdol. He made it into 19, then it's all back 18. And in Bogdol, the Gemara says an oddity stuff, and that they added on a Sena Zohar Abduchai, the second Bogdol. They broke up the Islam Yuch and the two Bogdol.
It would make more sense to say the other way,
that they didn't have 18, and when they made one out of Sina, then they combined it with Sema Kodos, which made it into 18. To make it 18. That would have been 18. Yeah. Up until? Yeah. Mara says it was a specific year. Mara says, there was a specific data based on Sukkot Tanakh, what you say first, what you say second, and third. Yeah, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Elohim Seder. The middle brought down the Seder. So they says, how can it be that the middle brought down the Seder? No, they says, the Seder is Miyake. What it means, Elohim Seder is, if you made a mistake in one of the brothers, you don't have to go back to start from after Chayne. Let's say you said, the same bracha, Baruch HaLein, yeah, you start to say the same Talmud, and the one time say, go back to Baruch HaLein. You have to go back all the way to the beginning. But it doesn't mean Elohim Seder at all.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to draw a couple of sure. I don't know, when you write a picture at 9 o'clock, I was looking tonight, and you had shot until 9 o'clock, do you leave spaces? He doesn't have any camera. I looked at the end of the stairs, out there, great, at the end of the hotel. I couldn't find him, he doesn't have any comments. When you write this thing, it even assumes that sometimes you have a stuka, or sometimes you have a stuka, and you got a fast book. But a lot of poor, so the Ruach HaZemachlok is all of the Hapsokas that you have in the Gemara are not the chapters in here. The chapters in the Gemara also came from the Christians, from the Catholics. But the causes. So all of the causes in the Gemara that we have, the Ruach quotes some Rishonim hold that they all have to be Pesucho. And we talk to Pachet, they all have to be Pesucho because Mikra Sigeret. Mikra Sefer, the Mikra Sigeret in the Gemara Testament, the list of the Kitzah Kodesh to be written down. That's how the Gemara says in Yuval, on the Alayelas HaShachar, so why is that? And the Gemara says that's an illusion, that Peret and Tzidun, Kedikidim Amos HaTonu, that's the Tzidun that Esther said when she went to enter into the Beit HaMalkus. And why she referred to, why she alluded to as Alayelas HaShachar? So the Gemara says, just like Alayelas HaShachar, so stay alive, well, Alayelas HaShachar is the morning star, but the Amud HaShachar says, just like that's the end of the line, so too, Met Purim was a so-called Nisim. That was the end of the Golden Nisim. Say, Gemara, it's not true. So what about Chanukah? Do we know Nisim Met Purim? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Nisim, Shemitim, and Mehikotze. So the Gemara means to say, the Gila says it was the last of the Stikrach and after the Yirat Yinah. And we have to Ezra Nechem. That's what it sounds like. That was the last day of the Yirat Yinah. And that's why the Gemara has this Russia in the Gila, and the first place in the Gila, that it's Mikris Seif of the Mikris Seif. We kind of call the Gila and the Gila says those. And has a dinam like Sefer, like a Sefer Torah, like this Kitzi HaKadosh HaKana. But on the other hand, Mikra Tigera, that it doesn't have all the full dinam. Mikra Tigera is that you don't need a full Tzira, like all of the Sefer HaKana. If it hinks into a little bit, the Tzira is also good. And missing Liut, Osius, Tavis is good, and all the other Sefer HaKana, the Tzira is good, says in the Tshuva, we spoke last week, all the other Sefer HaKana is no good. And here, if it's missing Liut, it is good. And Mikra is also Tigera, is that everything is a Stuma. So when you write a letter, you're not always, when you write a letter to a company, a business letter, so you intend to make progress, and you make everything to make sure that that you make the business deal. But if you write any garish loan, you write a letter, a friendly letter, but on Mahavero, so a lot of times, especially if you're writing an aerogram there, you want to write a lot of things, so you're not going to make, everything is going to be a separate paragraph and a separate sentence or anything, you just keep on writing and writing and writing. Well, you have a separate ending, so you leave an empty space that you... A few, just to write a few letters, then you keep on writing writing. So that's what we passed in, that in the Megillah says that everything is a stuma. Because Mikra is, Mikra is Tigera.
It's a Kurdish.
So in different form of Tanakh, you have sometimes Tzucha, sometimes stuma. And Megillah says you only have stuma. So you have both. I don't know, in Shilam I couldn't find. Do you have anything, one parrot and the other? Do you have any?
It's still the only Kitzvah Kurdish that the chapters are really from our house, not the Goyim.
I think so. In all the Sifrei Tanakh, there are chapters. We have a tradition of the chapters. It doesn't correspond to the chapters of...
Oh, yeah, Ezra Nechem is one paper. They have it too.
But in every book, there was a tradition of Pima Sora as to what the chapters are supposed to be. If you look in Rabbi Mendel Kash's Chumash, in the Torah Shlema, he always tells you what the chapters were according to the Masora. They don't correspond living or dead to the chapters of... The car in that title? Then as you said, and then there's only one. And we who say two, should say that three or four at Tzemach rather than for the Yerushalayim.
The Tzemach has three, because
the words
are always there. The
Yerushalayim got the gospel. No, I think they said we always used to have one of these things combined in one gospel. And then they separated it, the Yerushalayim, and Matiach Kerem Yeshua. The Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim. And Malchus Beis David was an aspect of being in Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to continue to discuss this idea that the fact that the first Terek and Tillin is really all of them based together. And it was Chaviva Leila Zobin. The Gemara continues talking about the Pesukim. There were once a group of gangsters, the Abba B'Shibir Bushay, the Reb Meir, who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Meir, Rav Kamasalei too, but he used to bother Rav Meir a lot. Rav Kabay, Rav Meir, Rachmi, Ilavai, Rav Meir, he used to be misfollow about them, that they should die. a little strange lesson in Gemara. Usually, boy rachme means to be with Saul after something that's chosen, no? Is it to say how you
listen?
How you must follow Aleim? So that's what some of the fortune said. That he was afraid they're going to keep on doing so many averes, they're going to unzamlin a whole life on full of averes, they're going to get some gehenim there after they got. So he was mispalim the tzaybatam, he meant the tzaybatam, that they shouldn't live so long, they shouldn't have an arichat yom, that they shouldn't be able to accumulate so many averes. That's how some, I think the Mashua and others learn like that. Boy, rachmi. Boy, rachmi means tzila, because he usually asking rachmanis. Rachmi, so he was boy rachmi yilavai, you can't have the length of, it was tzal the tzaybatam that they should die. Whatever, he was tzal that they should die. So his wife cited to him, Mama, let's worry of. This who said his wife Bruya commented to Reb Meir, her husband, my daita, what are you basing your tefillas on? This part of tefillah, mishum d'siv, itzamuch atayimin ha'aretz. The David HaMelech is in part of the example that the sinner should die. So she tells her husband, doesn't say mikvei chaytim, chaytim tziv. It doesn't say the chaytim should die. It says the chaytim. What does that mean? The Israel developed as chad, chaytim means the sin. The sins should stop, and the melech, if the sins stop, the melech, there won't be any sins. No, then she told her husband, write the shpil, the sefer dikruah, go, read the end of the pasuk, which continues, the rishoyim lo deinom. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. Tamach atayim in ha'aretz, let the sins disappear, and the melech, there won't be any rishoyim, the rishoyim will be alive, but there won't be rishoyim, there'll be tzadikim, the sins will end. That's what the Delta's pasuk says. Your tefillah, say to the Kol, go later to the end of the pasuk that concludes the Rishayim Meidem. Can you tell me what time Rishayim Meidem? Or Rishayim, oh, they know. The Rishayim will disappear. El Adonab, but you should be mispallah. Zirach Meilavai, you should be mispallah. The Lehedu, the children. Or Rishayim Meidem. You should be mispallah, they should do children, they won't be any Rishayim. So Taka, boy, Rach Meilavai. Rabbeinu was mispallah, they should do children, the odds of the children. And it's tefillah itself. So it's very difficult. If you hear Hashem tell you to look in the curse, what do you mean? How could the Shemayim put me in the Shemayim? How can I be mispallah to the Rabbeinu Shalom that you should be chayyid of the children? I got the Rabbeinu Shalom, you should. So if I want to do children, you need the assistance of the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you don't have the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, he won't be able to fight against the eight daughters. Everyone who wants to do tshuva has to be mispalel for assistance. But I should daven for Yenim that he should do tshuva. How is that going? It's a very strange kind.
The word
chatzayim
is used elsewhere often in
the sinners.
It's not good,
not right.
The word
chatzayim
is used elsewhere often.
It's not in the mocha,
but
there are a lot of psukim of chatzayim in sinners. Right. And the Sivis has a sefer of drush. That's called Nachos Yaakov. He has a chumash and he has a nagadat in the Gemara. So he comments on this Gemara that he thinks that the Delft shot is not correct. The way that everybody usually says, Mikseh chaytim chatzayim sin, that she told her husband, a mayor, that you should daven that the sins should disappear. It's not true. Chata means a person who is so involved in sin that he is a physical embodiment of sin. That's the difference between a chote and a chato. A chote means a person, a human being, who happens to do sin, a balaver. But a chato means one who is so right, he's so involved in sin, that when you see him, like he quotes many other psukim, the Dalai Lama says, I need to see more. So he really meant to say by me, ish tzilo. But he was so involved in davening all the time that he was a physical embodiment of tzilo. And you find out the psukim, ani shalom, chiyah dabeh en lachom, what do you mean ani shalom? Ani ish shalom. But he says he was so involved in shalom that when he walked in the street, oh, they said, here's the peacemaker. He was the representation of shalom. So that's what the Nesivis interprets in his Gemara. Remember, Rav Gemelik once told us all the Yeshiva that he heard from the Diskarov that the Nesivis says the shot that he didn't know where it was. He didn't know where the Nesivis was. So one of the words talking about it is going to say something wrong. And this makes them, and the Nachos Yaakov has a good faith. And I'm foolish, and I can't say something wrong. Like it is. So she told the husband that these Diryaynei, these are not such Bali Avera, they're not so absolutely evil people that you have to doubt that they should drop dead. They are chaytim, they're not chaytim. There are other people, there are guys like the Hitler Rahman on the slot. For such a person, you have to doubt, not that he should do tshuva, that he should drop dead. But if it's a person who's just a Bala Avera, so the tshuva should be, he should be hugged with the truth. The difference being. Amalaha Hutsuki Lebruya. Once the Gemara told the story about Bruya, that's the Pasuk, so they tell another story.
See, La Yakara, Lo Yalada. That the Yakara should be Jewish. Why? So the question of Shabbat is, La Yakara, Lo Yalada. Ki Rabin B'nai Shem Yimelam B'nai Gullah, Amar Hashem. That the woman who never had any children is going to have children, Eretz Yisrael is an Akara, and all of the Eden will move back into Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is going to rejoice over the fact that it has so many Eden living there, so densely populated. So that's the Pasha Pshat Nefasik. Rani Akara, Lo Yalada, the Akara should rejoice because she's going to have more children than the other countries that were inhabited and were not desolate for all the years. So what is the Afrikaris bothering Guri? What's the question? It's Guki, Tanya, it's the Guri. It's Kiv, Rani, Akala, Lo Yalada, Mishum, Lo Yalada, Rani, because you have no children, that's why you should rejoice. Today people are happy when they have no children, but the normal people, Bizman Agumar, Bizman Aparach, were heartbroken when they... Those are interested in having children are heartbroken, yeah. So you shouldn't understand, what do you mean, Rani, Akala, Lo Yalada, she should rejoice? No, she's supposed to rejoice but by having children, not by not having children. But we don't fully understand the question. Yes, the prophet is in the Bulu. The Akara will rejoice in the future when she will ask him after the Bulu Hasidah. That's the Pasha Pshat. So what is he asking over here? So the Mephorsh will say that he was bothered with the Kekolosh. And Akara is a woman who is loyal mother. So why does it say twice? Rani Akara, loyal mother. So Mam is the exact same thing. So he thought, the Apikaris thought that yes, she was an Akara and she's going to be Lo Yalada. She's not going to have any children. So yes, how do you reach out in the person? You can't say Rani Akara, the one who used to be an Akara, because she's having been named Shemimo, because she's like that. So why does it say twice? Lo Yalada means Lo Yalada, she's not going to have. So how do you reach out? So she said, Amalei. So she said to him, Shaita is still the same, so they can't read the rest. And the person is the same person that she said to the husband. She didn't call the husband Shaita. She spoke to her husband with the Acher. So she said, "Shul the sake of the Krah, the Sid, Kirabim, and Hashem, Eimon, and the name Bulu, Amar Hashem, you're going to have children." Ah, you are a deal. Why did it say Akara, loyal mother? Sounds like she was an Akara, she's going to be loyal mother for the rest of her life. She's never going to have, no, that means a different part. She was an Akara in the past, in the future, she's going to be Bnei Shom Eimon, she's going to have all of a great population. And loyal mother, Rami Kinesh, she's still, she's going to be Akara, she's loyal, the bottom of the Gehenim, Kabbalah, Saichu. There's two different things. Akara means she flexed down on Akara, she was an Akara, and Loyal Rada, she never will have children who will go together. There's the Hebrew. The Gemara says in the second parish in Erezim, that Adam Avinu sits up his chashol Gehenim and he builds everybody out from Gehenim. All those have a disfigure. Kamaz Adam Rita Shalachta Sivach Nibor Ein Bomlam, it's a positive in Zecharia. We learned it when we learned the Gemara Shabbos, and the last stop in Perek Avlez and Melilo, the Gemara quotes the Nusach of the Bracha that you say by a bit. So you say, Sadam Ahatu Yidin Shereg Mishachat Lam Isa Shesam Lishkareinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should command the people in charge of Gehenim that none of the Yidin should go to Gehenim because of the, as a reward for the fact that we keep the Bris Nilo. So Rashi quotes the Medesh, and that part of King Zachariah, but didn't say something about Zachariah. That Gamat Vedam Isa Shalach, because of the, as a reward for the Dam Bris, that's why the prisoners, Asirayach, our prisoners who would have gone to sit in Gehenim, are freed and they don't go to Gehenim. The Rabbah Vina sits on Pisco Shal Gehenim, they're going to Gehenim. Whenever he goes into Gehenim, he builds them up in the schus of Rish Milo. That's what it marches over here, the Eden don't stay too long in Gehenim. Just the Eden knows to go, a very brief stay. Maximum the marches Yud Beit Kodesh. The biggest Rishon stay, the biggest Yiddish Rishon stay Yud Beit Kodesh. So that's the way she interpreted the post. Why does the Gemara quote these stories have nothing to do with anything? Well, the next story is the one. They quoted Shvil the Sefer Dikra, Shvil the Sefer Dikra about a Tzduki. The first one is Shvil the Sefer Dikra, Rav Meir. Bruria with Rav Meir. Then the next one is Shvil the Sefer Dikra, Bruria with the Tzduki. Then the next one is a Tzduki, not Bruria. And the next one has a shaykhus with what we learned from before. Omrei Ahu Tzduki, the Rabbi Abohu, and Apikari says, Rabbi Abohu, see, Mizma, the Zavid, the Vavlas, now Shalom and I, that's in Tehillim, and the third parish, which is really the second parish, right? No, this is crucial. The Gemara is going to make a big fuss about this. That's the answer from before. So, that, where was the revolt against David HaMelech by his son Avshalom? That was later in life. Look, see, and you have later in Kapitul Nun Zayin, way later, 52 or 55 drachm later, you have the David Nichtam Nevachim and Tehav Shalom, Nevachim and Tehav Shalom, Bab Nehara. But he was running away from Shalom El, which happened years before the revolt. Adav Shalom. So why is it that Zuki asks Rabbi Yaakov, why is everything out of order? Hey, Maisa Habibereisha, which one happened first? Michli, Maisa Shalom Habibereisha. Shalom Amalek was running away from Shalom. That was in the beginning of years before. Shalom was still alive. That was years before. And then he had the children were born after Shalom died. That was years later. So how come it's not written first in Tilum? Michli the Reisha, so the one that happened first should be written first in Tilum Amalek. So Rabbi Abbo tells the Tzuki, Atun Dolad Ashishim Smuchim Kasha Bakhu. You are because you don't believe in any of the Midrashot and Midrashot family. You only believe in Torah Shabbat. They don't accept any of the Torah Shabbat said. So they hold, not only do they not accept Torah Shabbat said, there's a chunk of Torah Shabbat said that they also don't believe in. Smuchim. Smuchim is not as rich as the Vesta. If you have one parasha next to the other, next to the other, next to the other, so we assume that there's a relationship. There's not necessarily a chronological relationship, but there's a logical relationship. The Torah doesn't put all the things in the historical order as to how they happen, but it's some kind of a logical order. There's some kind of a swar over here. So the Apikurism don't only reject Torah Shabbat, they reject the whole chunk of the Torah Shabbat. When you read any book that's written by a human being who's a Bar-Dav, so you assume that the Torah must have put the book in order. If he's an intelligent writer, he must have put the book in order before he printed it. So if his brother Shlomo is also an intelligent thing, he must have put his books in order also. So the Sifri HaChumash, so the Sifri HaTanach, must have some kind of an order. So the Rabbi Abbo is telling that because you people not only are rejecting Torah Shabbat, you don't even accept the Torah Shabbat, you don't even believe in Smuchim. And he says, it says in Tilim that he's supposed to dash in Smuchim. You believe in Torah Shabbat, it says in Tilim he's supposed to dash in Smuchim. That's what he tells them. I'm not the Dashir and Smukum by Kashalon. We Dashir and Smukum. Smukum means we assume that there's some kind of a logical order. One parent follows the other. Why? The Amr Abiyah and the Smukum in our ceremony night. How do you know? Where does it say in Tanakh that Smukum? Klaalat Patekwam doesn't say anywhere in Tanakh. All the things in the Bible of Ishmael, that's state in Shnuchumish. That's all tell us about them, Asher. But Shnuchim, that's not Shnuchim in Asherim in I. Of course it can tell us that Shnuchim. You guys, that's what he's telling you. You guys don't even believe in Tereshit Bechzab. You've lost the whole chunk of Tereshit.
You have to say the first four commotions don't have
Shmuchim. Right.
Yeah. I think
the
general rule
says Shmuchim
applies all over.
It's interesting. The Gemara Yivamis on Dav Dalet says on the side that this still gets here in Yivamis. And the Gemara Yivamis Dav Dalet says that from Bereishis, through Bamitra and Machlech, the Zidim and Rabbanim, what he does in Shmuchim, he talks from that he don't. Only in Chumash Dvarim, we assume that he does in Shmuchim. So usually we're attuned to thinking the Dvarim is the Yetzim and Akral for some reason or another. Mishma Torah, whatever reason. And this is going to see it's not true. The Reish is true by Mitzvah of the Yetzim and Akral. That in all the Sifri HaTarach, including Tilim, we dash in Tzimuch and we assume that everything is in a logical order. The exception to the rule is the first four Chumash. That's what you see from this Gemara? Right. Well, Emuk Tzimuch means that it's not in chronological order. Right. Yeah, that's what they told him, but there has to be some logical order. He's about to explain what the logical order is. He's going to start going back to Kapitel Aleph. Hey, he's going to go back to the beginning soon. So he says, Shemem, Rabbi Yechanan says, Smuchim and Atam, how do you know Smuchim states in Tereshit Bechzah, Shemem? Smuchim Lad, Liyoylam, Asurim, Liyemes, Liyoshim. Where does it say that passage? So Rashi quotes, that passage continues, the Divrei Terek Shirape Nemorim called Tikudo. That Terek and Tilim, is the pasuk immediately preceding this one is praising the Torah that the modern culti kudos. All of the din ha'atar makes sense, and then it continues to say shmuchim la'ad li'olam asuyim the emes v'yosher, that the seder of the kisrei ha'tanach makes sense. Shmuchim la'ad asuyim the emes v'yosher, that everything in Tanakh makes sense, including not only everything that may also make sense, but the seder makes sense as well. So that's why we darshan shmuchim. So what's the bus? So why does the Taka have that Terek and Tilim out of the chronological order? It's not in the historical order, but what's the logical order? So he says what the logical order is. The first Terek and Tilim Allah says was written because that's why it's a Chaviva. Kol Pasha is a Chaviva, although it's also Babashi and Simba Bashi. So there are other Prokim that were also Chavivim. You have Haluko, it ends with Haluko. So at the end of Tilim, you have others that begin and end with the same thing. But this one speaks about Mohammed's Goy Gumogar, the first one. Lama Rav Shigoy Mulum, and Yehu Liv. The second parak in Tilim, which is really the second half of the first parak in Tilim, speaks on the Chemin Gezimot, like the God is going to precede Yimot HaMashiach. So the more of the parak in Tilim that Hoyu Chavidim, our God of Amelot, that begin and end with the same expression, how we call an Ashrei, he chose to write this one first because it speaks like the Gula HaSiva. The first thing he opens up is the Gula Asidah, some of them out. Instead of opening up with the Halal Zukkah, straight to the Bershom. So straight to the Bershom, not the Gula Asidah. So that's why Kathit Lama Beis comes first. And then, the inside that someone's going to ask, what do you mean? Lama Rav Shigai, Lulim, Yagurik, etc. That the Goyt, Umogag, are going to make a revolt against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Navi tells us that in this is going to take place in Mohammed Govan Ozai, that they're going to recognize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the king over the world. Now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is hiding. He's a camera star that we don't see. But we know that Mashiach is going to recognize it's going to be King Rishinim, it's going to be a Melech HaMashiach, there's going to be a war against Eretz Yisrael, a war against the Linus Yisrael, and Israel is going to recognize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to result. Is that a little ridiculous? They're going to recognize that this is history coming to its end, and they're going to make a war. But that's what the Pasuk continues to say, the next Perek in Tehillim, Perek Gimel, which is really Perek Beis, is Tefaret Vedat Kash. That's what Rabbi Abba Wells tells us. Lama Nishmacha Parish Nafshon Parish is Gogum Ogar, the first Perek in Tehillim is Aleph Beis, Kasoy Tachaviv Alo Al Dovid. And there are several problems that are Chaviv, but this is the Chavish of the Chavis, because it speaks about the Gula Hasidah. And the second half of that Perek is Lama Rav Shigarim Zad Lachem is Gogum Ogar. They should yem Lacha Ogar. If anyone will ask Akasha, how can the Nevi'im say such a thing? This is a Nevuah Temes. There's going to be such a thing. Will Yeshem Shemboi the Rabbi? Will there be such a thing in the history of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be a Kelner Stat, he won't be hiding anymore, and still someone will be there to revolt against him? So the answer is yes. We have seen crazier things in the past history, and we can expect crazy things in the future. I thought I'm Allah, the next capital too. Do me and say Shemar the others. Whoever heard that his son revolts against his own father while his father's alive and chases after the father in order to kill him? He wasn't a psychopath. Absalom wasn't the name. Okay, but this I guess would be called. So that's why Governor Abdullah put that next. That's why he put the next. Whom you mentioned, well, ever the answer is Haba. It happened once. Hakanah Haba. This will happen in the future. So that's to defend the position of the Nevi'im. That the Nevi'im say Rashi, so the Nevi'im say such a thing is going to happen. So we say that it's a Nebuah Temes, that no one should tell us that the Mahakash is Zivya Novi, that logically it's impossible. But the Gemara just explains, so again, what's the state of the Gemara here? We were speaking about Tzvichus Gula L'Tfila, going back to Sheikh Yisrael Beish, we were speaking about Tzvichus Gula L'Tfila. The Gemara said, what kind of Tzvichus Gula L'Tfila? But you have to say Hashem Tzvichus Gula L'Tfila. So the Gemara passed it up. Tzvichus Gula L'Tfila, Then the Gemara says, the full name of Rabbi Yechon was, he said Hashem Tzvichus Gula L'Tfila before, the Yilu Ratzin after. So the Gemara said, but Yilu Ratzin shouldn't make more sense to say before the Hitzah. Shem Tzvichus, you finished laughing already, and it's too late to hit. Say Yilu Ratzin before, make more sense. Yilu Ratzin Lefi, give me the class of Dhamma. Gemara says, no, that's not an after Tanakh. That's what Yilu Ratzin Lefi is in the Tillit. After the 19th, after the 18th, after the 19th. What is it, 18th? 19th. Gemara says, Perek Aleph and Beis is really one, and they made it two, and so on. And then the Gemara goes, Aleph and Beis is one, and the next Perek and Tillit is Gimel, that's really Beis, and the Gemara gives you the connection. And Tillit gives you the connection, so they warmed up by telling you the story with Rav Meir, with his wife, Tillit says it because the story with Gurya with the Tzuki Shul of Sefer Dikor, and then the main story was with the Tzuki with Rabbi Bo, that's the connection with before. But really, at least the first two stories were translated, and the third story, the third Agarika, was the one that's the Hemshech of the scene from before.
What is the rule we have to wait to bring Bagogu Mugat Shemur HaTarabah? Why did you bring the last, the Masa Eishah? It was also Mugat HaTarabah. It was more than a bunch of them. Then we did the race for it, so that you were soon, then there were more.
I know, but bringing your eye from there, why did you... Mugat didn't believe in Hashem. So what, of course, you were, you had the Doha Mabu, the Doha Fogo, we started to build it, they said we'll go out, we'll make a cool with Hashem. So you had this, I know, why did you...
I don't know, the
that's right,
you know, own personal experience. She's writing it up, it's all I'm going to say. She's doing her own personal experience.
What's the value of it? This kasha, the kasha that goes along, why is it such a sad kasha? That itself happened in the past. The people revolt against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yeah, but in the past, Tamir Rishkina was not so open, wasn't so
talented.
But I see that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that that wasn't really out of the Chiyuv Chavshim. The Gemara says that on the normal circumstances, the name Yisrael, Bahari Yisrael Shabbos Adar Ruin Lois and Maitre, that the Eden would never have been out of the wrong free will. El or Bahari Shuvah Arabi. The Gemara says that David HaMelech also, Bahari David Zroi Lois and Maitre, he would have never sinned with Bathsheba, El or Bahari Shuvah Liyokhi. But his brother wanted force, because he suspended David HaMelech's Tirach Hashim,
and he caused them to sin, and because of that he was not to be held responsible for the sin. A person is only punished if a person is held culpable for not there, if he did it out of clear conscience. If his clear conscience was suspended, he can be punished. And could have not forced them to sin in order to teach this important lesson of sugar. But sometimes a person thinks, yeah, no sugar moves and I'll join along with them. But if I'm all alone in Alaska, one Jew is all alone in the Philippine Islands, so how can he do sugar all by himself? So that's the lesson of Dabra Mela, that even if a person is all by himself, and all the other people didn't sin. He did a terrible affair. They should see, well, they should see, she can do sugar, there's a possibility of doing sugar. And while it's sugar around is also, a person can think psychologically and fuck care. All right, in a case, a person does not there, well, they should see, whatever he does, he can do sugar. But everybody, the whole quality still did not deserve it. What's that? The whole community did a head himself. A whole Reformed temple is going to be cutting to the truth. All the Reformed Jews in the world are going to be cutting to the truth. The answer is yes. The Rebbeinu showed that the entire quality still deemed of a desire, and they all did sugar. So the Gemara says that these two lessons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the Mechel Chashis in order to teach these two lessons. So this, you can't bring any riot. The fact that they worship the Egel after having a Gilish Kuhn, which was a Taka, the Derech HaSever, they wouldn't have worshipped the Egel. And kind of at the Zohar Mabul and Zohar Flogger, it is, I don't know, sounding there was, the Shekhinah was hiding at that time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Kiyom Nisaka, he wasn't the Galah himself to them. But he thought that they can revolt. Or they thought that the Rebbeinu Shlom wasn't watching. Are there other things that are? He's not watching. It will be, yes. That's how Rashi goes. Ella, how that happened, how can I not? This will happen.
But also the only time when there's a holiday of course, the any analysis you can draw, by Purim will be kept with the Sultan and Anna, but this is the only two things in which Mashiach has any relationship.
What do you mean Purim is going to be the most? You mean in addition to the holidays in the Chumash, we have Yom Tov in the Chumash, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But in addition to those, all the Yom Tov that they celebrated with Mount Bais Shem, that had to do with the Beit HaMikdash, all of them are Taka Bottle now. The only one that will be left in the Gilas Pinus holidays will be Purim. Because the Yom Tov of Purim is Avad Hashem, the Yom Tov of Purim is about Mechiyas HaMolek. Mechiyas HaMolek will be fulfilled in the future. Before the Binyan Bayit HaShlishi, you're right, at the time of the Guru HaSita. The Gemara says that Ein Hashem Shalom, Ein Hakis Shalom, Hashim Ola, Dan Hashem Ola, Ki Yad Al Keis Ko. Hakom Ola Hashem Ba'am Ola, Ki Yad Al Keis Ko. It doesn't say Kisei, and it doesn't say Yud Kei Vak, it says Ko. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Ein Hashem Shalom, Ein Hakis Shalom. So if the Zman is there, we don't record that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vak. The Gemara says in Tzavah Lassoni, Bahaya Bahaya Mahuli Hashem, Echo Tashmei Echad. The Gemara HaMashiach will call Hashem Yud Kei Vak. So why? Because Mechiyas HaMolek will take place in the future, it didn't take place yet. So the Iker, the Rambam quotes also the Yishan, all the Sifrei HaTanach will be buckled, except for Megillah says that the whole story of Mechiyas HaMolek is going to take place in the future. That can't be buckled, but that's Eshman is going to begin to have meaning. The story of Purim, the Megillah says that with the meaning of the Yom, that thing is going to be lost lover. It doesn't have that much meaning today. That is very little meaning today. The meaning of Purim is going to be asked by Mesh HaMashiach after the real Mechiyas HaMolek will take place. So we don't pronounce the Yud Kei Vavke, only the Beit HaMikdash you pronounce it. Yeah, Lossi Lover, the Gemara says, we'll pronounce Yud Kei Vavke all over the world. We speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as having all of these Midas HaRachman, but we don't see it. We see Kari Geralo Rashi V'Tobla, we see a world full of evil. It doesn't seem to spin. That's why we say that Ein Hakisei Shalem. Ein Hashem Shalem, Ein Hakisei. The shame is the shame of Midas HaChesed, and the Kisei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total power. He seems to be powerless. If this very Yerim is so powerful, how come he lets so much anti-Semitism, and so many tzaddikim suffer, and so many Mishan Tzatz, and so on, we don't understand. Isn't that something fishy over here? So it appears to us as if the Rebbeinu Shalom is not a tzaddik. It's really not true. We don't understand what's going on. That's what it means. Ein Hashem Shalom Ayakis Hashon. Hashim Lo, the Tzara Shalom Amorah means when the problem of evil will be solved. But Mechiyas HaMolek, somehow at that time we'll understand everything. We'll understand that all along everything was really cursed. There never was any problem of evil.
And when the Mashiach, everything will somehow fall into place. Who is that referring to? What is he referring to? Who is he alluding to? So he says, this parent is referring to David HaMelech, his father. Through his lifetime, from the time he was conceived, through the time he was born, and he was nursing from the mother, and later, till he died, for the short period of his lifetime, 7 years that he lived in five different realms and five different stages of life. The Amar Shira, at each step of the way, he recited Shira Tal Kadosh Baruch Hu. We find the expression Baruch Nafshat Hashem in Tilim several times, one after the other, each Baruch Nafshat Hashem alluding to a separate stage in his life. So he runs through, Rabbi Yechon Kuntz of Shem Lachai runs through the five stages. God may Imai when he was conceived and was inside the mother's body, there was one Zechid of Shira, before he comes out into the outside world. Shilema, as the Pasuk says, Zoch and Avshat Hashem Chol Kravai, Hashem Kodshoi. What is the connotation of a Chol Kravai? That is, Rashi runs is inside the mother's grave eye. Rashi runs, Chol Kravai, Hashem Kirbe Imai, Shadot B'Techam. That is inside the mother's inside, he's inside the mother's body.
It doesn't mean
he says then, it says later. Yeah, the Mephoshna says it doesn't mean that the embryo is saying Shira. It means that when he grew up and he started to understand what life is, he composed the Shira. I'll change cup. Yeah. Because you show us the Ruach HaKodesh. That's what we're asking. The other Mephoshna spell it out more explicitly. Yes, it could be that others, that's what Rashi means. And later on in life, he composed Shira for these five different stages. So the first stage was Rashi Zerub Zechol Kravai Hashem Kosher, but he was inside Kira Ima. That's a lot of Ha'ilam, and it starts with Kavim Mazolos. After he was born, and there was already a whole new ball game, a whole new Hanhag, everything was different. Allah Shira said at that time, it is a Shira. She never bought for Hashem Malachah, keep out of Kach, and it's a Zonish, not because Rav, bought for Hashem, called Zlav the Gomer. That's called Swap, those are the Kachav and the Mazolot. When a person is born, the Gemara says, Menehne Masech HaShabbos, then somehow there is such a concept of Shlita HaKachav and the Mazolot. The Gemara says, they Mazol Yisrael, that the Jewish people as a nation and individuals also, to a certain extent, are above the Shlita HaKachav and the Mazolot, but all the Yom HaSalimah are Tachah Shlita HaKachav and the Mazolot. So that was the second stage in man's life. So Zohar Mal composed the Shiva Talkadosh Baruch Hu, that stage. Then when he led to another stage in life, Yonat Nishteimo, when he was nursing from the mother's body, the Nistako did Dadeha, and he was drinking from that part of the body, Yoma Shira, he said a Shira over this. Why? The milk, the Mephoshim explained, the Gemara says that Dam Necha Benatze Cholos, that when a woman becomes pregnant, so she doesn't have the period anymore because the Dam, there's some kind of a relationship, the Gemara assumes, between the Dam and the milk. And later when the woman is nursing the baby, so there's no Dam either. That's what the Gemara has all discussion. The first says in Chorus, how do you know you're permitted to drink milk? The milk should be, and he said, because of Dam. Because it's Dam Necha Benatze Cholos, should be, and he said, Dam. The Gemara says, yeah, the Pasuk, it says that Aristotle calls it that. If you praise it over the fact that it has this flowing milk and honey, obviously the milk is kosher, the honey is kosher. You don't say it's a country where you have the best hands in the world. You don't say it has the oil, or it has the chazer, and it has the taste of tea. If you praise it over the chol of the rash, you see the chol of the kosher and the rash is kosher. So the Gemara here also speaking about this. Why did the Rabbanu Shlom make the Mokham HaCholah by the Dadim, by the heart, by the chest? You should have made the Malkam Acholah near the Dam, near the Beit Ha'eva, when the Dam comes out. So instead of having Dam, it should be converted into milk in that place. So he said a separate Shira over that, that if a Shmokah does everything but Achma. The Amma Shira Shemem, Baruch, and now she has Hashem, I'll teach you to call Gemulah. My call Gemulah, Gemulah like a baby, to go Mulah Le'ima, Ashdeima, like a baby who's nursing from the mother's body, the Gemara Dash. The Pashuk Shat called Gemulah means all of the Hasadim that are Kodesh Baruch does to us, they have to praise and thank him, to be Machatayim. The Gemara is giving a play on words, called Gemulav, like a gomul, like an infant who's drinking from the mother's milk. Amar Rav Bosh, Shosol Ladadim, he was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu over this point of nature. Shosol Ladadim, Amachan Dima, that the milk came from the place that's near the heart, rather than being near the Makom HaYavon. Same thing in one time, why? And Taka, how come? Why didn't the Rebbe Shalom make the challah near the Makom HaYavon? So the dam would be converted into milk. It's exactly the same place where the dam is. So the Gemara suggests it was giving different reasons. The one reason the Gemara gives Amar, is they should start the Makom HaYavon. That the baby should drink milk, you should have to look at the mother's Evo. That's improper, not the Acher. So it's not because that it should be dadim in a different part of the body. And Ramasna says, no, that it's not healthy. It's the hygienic process, it's not the community purpose. So this is the third stage. Somehow we want to consider this one. When the baby is born, then the baby notices from the mother's body how much of a difference is there. A few days. Same day. But somehow the Gemara considers it that there's a new,
yeah, but that's a new shiro.
It's a period of time.
But if he started saying the second shiro relates to the fact that the human being is born.
When he saw that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does sometimes intervene. We have a lot of cases, but once in a while the Rebbe Shalom does cause him Apollo to the Nishan, then the Rebbe Shalom recites the Shira on that, Shana, Mitama, Tama, Rosh Hashem, and then Rebbe Shalom, Hashem, Haluka, he says Shira for that often. Then, Dako, Bihem, Arisa, when he started to think about dying, he said a Shira about that also. You have to pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu about that too. In the first one, I think the Mashur and others point out, that there's a leverage on the ratio. On part of the ratio, it's Vayalakim is called Shira, Tehini, 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 so somehow we have to pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Nisa also. Everything that the Rebbe Shalom, we believe that everything the Rebbe Shalom instituted in this world is wonderful and good, everything is recited, including death. Yes. But he composed the Shira when he was thinking about death, when while he was thinking about death, he composed the Shira about that also. Etc. Break the Gemara. Where do you see a remnant in that Tosi that is speaking about that? The other Tosi more or less say it. Kol Kravai, inside the Kravai, the Mulav. Then the other one, Mazolas, it says Kol Svav. Svav refers to the Svav Shemari. And the other four we see more or less. Take them over here. My Mashma Dal Yay Mamisa Nema. We don't even have a Slak Remnant. Doesn't be Gemara because it's later in the Tosi it says, Amar Abba Shela, we say the Dinyana. Later in the Tosi, the fifth Tosi Panaha Yibayelu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face and the people get nervous. Toseth Rucham Yigzol. He take away their spirit, their breath of life, and they die out and so on. So the Pasuk with very speaks let people die. Yes. So the Gemara somehow singles that out. The Gemara says that the Shir was about that. How do they know? Yes. Then the Gemara of Tini Baruch Shlo, the Amal of Maruch Shlo, one of the Amoran, had a Shir Kamei Roshim and Paz. He used to visit Roshim and Paz. And Rosh Shlo, but had a Mishra Agar, the Kamei Roshim and Paz. They used to have, the Marzkai points out in the third Terek and Marikos, he points out that if you look at certain Mishroshim in the Gemara, you don't see it that much. Except there in the third Terek Marikos, you see. You used to have a separate base medish of Rabban and Agarita. That a base medish. You didn't have it by Balabasin sometimes, but they only learn on Yankees. Yeah. Those places, they only learn on Yankees. Other places, they should sure they learn on Yankees, and Mishnayis, and Kisitsa. But not, in some places, they only learn on Yankees. So it's not like you might have like that. That's the time of the line. who were experts in Agadis, and there were others who were Dafkin, not experts in Agadis, like the Gemara and the Bandiva. Yeah, they told him, it's not your field, you should stick to the Goyva Hollers, don't discuss Agadis, that's awesome.
Was it
Freddie
Amago also? Freddie Amago
was Dafkin? Or the Gemara has like this, there's this, the Gemara has over here, he was here at this, Baruch, or Afsin Baruch, or whoever it was, what's the pshat in this pasuk? He's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his nefesh. He praises with his nefesh. What's up with the relationship? Why should the nefesh praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The right way of Shumarai gives him a drosh. Boy, Rashi, look at me, it's a kind of drosh, and Midas Bartha Vadam. Midas Bartha Vadam, so it's still a Gabi, a Kreis, a Vaini, a Hala, a Hapu, Bro, a Ruach, and a Shaman. First, he's got a picture on the wall, so he can't insert a Ruach and a Shaman in it. Can't put in Dremi, I can't say Vain Dremi, I can't put Kishkiz into it. Because it's Bartha, and it can't, because it's Bartha with Nath, so it's Tora, Tora, with Tef, Tora, he makes a baby inside of the mother's body, and inside of the baby, which is inside of the mother's body, Mato Bor, Ruach, and a Shaman, Kreis, Vain, or Bnei Meyayim, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Lachana, this is what Hannah was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Ein Kadosh Kashem Kein Botech Ein Sur Kein Okein. What is Ein Sur? What does that mean? My Ein Sur, Ein Sur, Ein Sur means a rock, means reliable, dependable, strong, powerful. He's going to take care of whatever you want. Sur, more Sur, 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 strong. So he says, no, Sur means an artist. My Ein Sur Kein Okein, an entire Kein Okein. There's no tzayir, there's no one who can make tzuras like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a tzura b'tech ha-tzura, and a tzura b'tech ha-tzura, she b'tech ha-tzura, and so on. So this is what Rabbi Shmuel commented when this Marukveh, or Asini Marukveh asked him, what does Pasuk say, Baruch HaNefesh HaShem Chol Korvai HaShem Kodshet, that the Nefesh prays in HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the Kreivai. The Nefesh prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Kreivai inside the baby's body, the baby group is inside of the mother's body, everything is double the test, double the test. That's what he said. Once the Gemara mentioned that pasuk by Chana, in order to bring out the idea of Tzur, so maybe the Gemara comments on the other phrase in the pasuk, but that's not really the main theme of it. It's just like the Gemara didn't have parentheses, they didn't have footnotes. We would put this idea, footnotes and brackets, something. The Gemara never has anything like that. So everything goes to Seder. That's the Gemara. Now that we're speaking about the pasuk, my game goes Echo. Well, what's that type? Ein Bil Techo? There's no one else aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, no. I'm Rav Yudah Ben Menasseh, I'll see Kishay Mil Techo, Ela, Ein Levah Leishko. No one will be able to wear you out. Levah Leishko. So look at Edith. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas, Bas of Adam. Human beings are not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas, Bas of Adam, Maishi Yadam Levala Maishah. If I take a hammer, a nail, and wood, and a saw, and I cut the wood, and I take the nails and a hammer, and I make a chair. That chair can last years after I die. I can make a table, I can make a building, and the building can last 100 years, and I'm not going to live so long. The building will outlive me. Midas Basavadam. No, trying to think of it. So Midas Basavadam, what is it? Mighty Ottoman Valenosa, the things that he makes can outlast him. Why? Because the Balatani explains why. Because before I came into the world, the metal existed and the wood, everything existed, and I just took it and I changed the shape, I changed the form. I cut the wood and I made it little pieces and I took the nails and I banged them and I put it together, but everything existed before I came into the world. Even after I died, just like the things existed before I came in, so the thing continues to exist after I just put in an order, say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mavala, Ma'asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it cannot be that he creates the world, and then the world is going to last time after he... It's no longer there. It's impossible. Nothing, the Baruch Shalom was the only thing that existed. Nothing else existed. Then the Baruch Shalom created things in the world. What do you mean he created? He created something that has an independent existence. No. We say Hashem and the Kimemis. The only thing that has an independent existence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem and Kimemis. The only thing that has a real existence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else only has a dependent existence. It's an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to exist, continues to exist, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the solitary desire that this thing should continue to exist for one moment, it was brought back into non-existence. That's how the Ramban writes on Chumash. It says, on the first day, by Alchem, Kitay.
Vayalakim says every day, so the Alakim says, then it says on the 6th, the Alakim calls out, and any time he has Vayalakim Hashishi. So the Ramban asked Nachumish, what do you mean Vayalakim Kitoz? Exactly what this Vayalakim Yihor, Vayihor, Vayalakim is our Kitoz. If the Bashar wants the yard to be ugly, it's going to be ugly. If he wants it to be tall, it's going to be pretty. So whatever he wants, that's what it's going to be. So what does it mean? Vayalakim, the Ramban asked, let's say, I imagine in my mind I want to have such a house. So I draw, hopefully, enough on a piece of paper, and I give it to the architect, and I give it to the builder, and I say, you build me out. And I have colors, that's what it's going to look like. And then he follows exactly the instructions, and it doesn't look like that's my colors. Yeah, it doesn't. He did exactly what I told him to do. It doesn't look, and sometimes it does look like what I told him. So I'm excited by it. Well, yeah, keep told. I'm all excited. Hey, it works out well. But the Baruch Hashem has to say that after he, it was good. If he wanted it to be like that, that's what it's going to be. If he didn't want it to be pretty, he didn't want it to be nice, it's not going to be nice. So what is the meaning of that phrase every day? The Ramban Chumash says it doesn't mean that he's judging. It's not a statement. But he's passing judgment that it's turned. The Baruch Hashem created light, so the light should come into existence for a half a second, then it should flop back into non-existence. And the behemoth, and the grass, and the trees, and the birds, and the animals, everything should come into existence for a second, and flop back into non-existence, because the step of the world is that nothing exists. So how come, after it came into existence, it continues to exist? So the answer is, because the Baruch Hashem said, Vayar Kinti Tzav, that's another sequel. Vayar Kinti Tzav is a tribute that everything should continue to exist, that nothing should flop back into non-existence. That's what the Baal HaTanya gives the Moshe. He says, if you have a river that keeps on flowing, and you put your hand there, so the water stops flowing by you. But you have to keep on holding your hand there if you want the water to stop for a long time. You just put your hand there for a second, then take it away, so the water's going to continue to flow. So when the Baal HaTanya created the world, Yesh Mei Ayin, the Teva Ha'olam was Ayin. Nothing else existed aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If nothing exists, then the Baruch Shalom intervenes and he makes something come into existence just for a second. I want there to be light. But the Ratzon Hashem, the light came into existence. No, came to existence for a second. When the Ratzon is nostalgic, when I take away my hand, so the water goes back to its Mahalach HaTzibi. Everything should go back to its original nature of non-existence. Everything should flop back into non-existence. So what causes that everything continues to exist? The statement that Tzibay Hashem keeps faith. He wants everything to continue to exist. So the fact that there worlds exist, that there are walls and there's a floor and there are cars and there's stars and the moon and the sky and everything, that's because it's a continuous work to Hashem that everything should exist. That's what the Gemara says. First of all, might be Adam Avalim also, because everything that I worked on existed before I came onto the planet. I just rearranged it a little bit. After I die, the raw material still exists. And to say that, did I rearrange it, remains there too. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Shaya. The Teva Ha'olam is that nothing exists. And the Baruch Hu makes it come to existence with his Ratzon, and it continues to exist because of his continued Ratzon that it should continue to exist. So it's not Shaya that might be other should be Mevala Mosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Mevala might be other. He has to outlast everything that he made. Because everything has a contingent existence. It's all dependent on his continued Ratzon. If he doesn't want it to continue to exist, everything will flop back into non-existence. That's the whole second section in the Tanya. It's all about this Gemara, all about this thing.
What about
Ashrei Shem?
What about
that it should continue to exist? This is just parenthetic. This whole Gemara, the Iker member was the Amar Ezra B'Shulam Alevi. What does it mean? What does it mean to create Vayim? So he's asked, everything is a Tura, the Tura, the Tura. Like the other person says, any Tura can obtain a Tire. He makes things, inside other things. Everything is inside. And then there are Chagavim more talent on the other phrase in the Pasuk, Engel Techa. It's really not Atikri Engel Techa, Engel Balaish, but the same thing. Engel Techa means that nothing else exists outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eilai Movado. I have one of my next door neighbors who's a Lubavitch and the next one from whatever he sees me in the street and he says, what's the word? Eilai Movado. Eilai Movado. What's the word? Eilai Movado. That's the big thing in the Tanya. Eilai Movado. That doesn't mean there's no other God outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else. Nothing else exists in the world. I'll leave it there in the text. Hashem Elokim Manasim is the only thing, the Rambam writes about this in Sefer Asher. The only thing that really exists is Elokim, and everything else only has a contingent, dependent existence. Kol Zman Dibar Shalom wants it to exist, it exists. If the Baruch Hu will be Mishalik, his continued desire that it should exist for one good second, so it would flop back into non-existence. So that's what it means. Ein Dil Techa means that there's nothing else. Not all, not that there's no other God. Ein Dil Techa, there's nothing else that exists aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Dil Mubara, that's the book. Ein Dil Techa. And the Gemara says, I'll seek you Ein Dil Techa, Ein Rabba Lanchi, so there's no bizarre. Nothing can outlast the Baruch Hu because it's never had an independent existence. It's not really a secret kasha like that. The sun has everything to word for word the same as the sun. Come out word for word. No, Jeff said he didn't know the Tanya was written first. But the Tanya explains it better. The Tanya explains it, he takes Kabbalah and he explains it in Hebrew. And that Shechayim gives a hard, very difficult language. He doesn't explain it as well as the sun. But he has everything to come out exactly word for word. There are a few, a couple of things that he has slightly different from the Tanya. But he says the same ideas and he calls them with different phrases. He has different terminology. They have all the same ideas. Mm-hmm. It's a recreation because of the continued love of the same that it should exist. That's what the Tanya speaks all. I mean, it's Yerav Hashem Zohar Nitzah Bashamayim. What does that mean? The first of the Tanya. That the Maimer Hashem, or Yom Elokim Yehor, or Yom Elokim Tashi Horet, and so on, this Maimer Hashem, this Nitzav Hashem is still there. Just the Baruch Hu is still saying, Yehor, 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 I want the earth to continue. If you would stop saying Yehor, it doesn't say he thinks. So Yehor means he's thinking, whatever that means. You know, the Baruch Hu doesn't think, he doesn't think. So what does that mean? He has a Ratzon Hashem. If he wouldn't have that continued Ratzon Hashem, everything would flop back into non-existence. So the fact that the earth is still around, it's because the Yerav Hashem Zvach HaMitzah Vashem Mayim. The Zvach Hashem continues to exist, and that's why the Zvach Hashem from Sheshit Migration, the Zvach Hamor, Shabbat and Israel Island continue to be with us, and that's Mahab, everything that keeps everything in existence. So again, so what's the story over here?
Before I just thought of why it's dressed in Kokrabai, Kravai.
What you said is good. So true, but that's true, but that's true, that's good. So I guess, why does it say five times Barchanashi et Hashem? Those two Krokmatilim, Kuvgimu, Kuvdalit, one next to the other, he had five times Barchanashi. So before one of the Chachamim, who was it? Rabbi Yechon quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, said the five stages of life. And the baby is inside the mother's body when he goes to Lava Arilom, when he journeys to Shteimo, when he sees Mapalot and Shoshan, and he documents it based on the Pesukim and those. Es Hashem, my soul should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because my soul has five things in common with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My soul is to my body as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to the world, in five different respects. Keneged Chamisha. Lomar, Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keneged Neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Kol Ha'olam, Ha'af HaNeshama, Malei Eskol HaGuf. It's one similarity. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Kol Ha'olam? That's the only thing that really exists at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Tanya calls a Tzimtzum. It calls it to the Tzimtzum HaRizal. That it appears to us, we have a mistaken impression, it appears to us, as if the Baruch Hu is over there in heaven, wherever, in Yerushalayim, and about Makam HaMikdash, Makam HaMikdash, and that's just the Shechita is not in the rest of the world, because he's hiding, but it's not really so, because Baruch Hu is the Malach HaMalach 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 The Makar is Bach Malik Kol Ha'olam Ha'af HaNeshama Malei Eskol HaGuf. You can't see the Neshama either. Makar is Bach Malik Kol Ha'olam Ha'af HaNeshama Malei Eskol HaGuf. That's happening, but you can't touch him, you can't see him. You can't measure him. Ha'af HaNeshama Malei Eskol HaGuf. The Eino Nirit. The Neshama is there, even though it's invisible. Makar is Bach Malik Kol Ha'olam Kulay. Ha'af HaNeshama Malei Eskol HaGuf. Keeps the body alive. A fortune of life. Makar is Bach Malik Kol Ha'af HaNeshama Third. The Neshama remains third. As many sins as the third and thousand, the Neshama remains third. Whatever we do to revolt against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he remains pure. he doesn't become defiled. We can destroy his Beis Hamikdash, we can violate his religion, we can violate all the Tayyad Mitzvah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo remains tar. It's not that by doing Mitzvah we purify him, and when we do Averis, his kingdom is diminished. And Hashem Shalom and Hashem Shalom means it appears to us as if Hashem is Hashem and Kishon Hashem. But Ali B'demes, he's tar. So the Hashem also, surprisingly enough, as many Averis as we do, the Hashem is still tar. Hashem should not have to be. So Hari Rahi, the Hashem remains tar to warm the Averis of you. Makar is over Yoshua, B'chadir Hadorim, he's hiding. Afa Hashem is Yoshua, B'chadir Hadorim. So the Gemara says that these are the five similarities. Yavah Mishyesh B'chamishu Dvarim Alon, the Mishabeh Mishyesh B'chamishu Dvarim Alon. That the Mishama prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're similar in these five. Chaim Volozhin has on this Gemara also that no one should make a mistake and think that it's really similar. Similarities are just very superficial. The Mishama is not the way it's a group the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo is, that everything is different. Just superficial similar. Carol, that's a little close. Yes. They're all very similar, yeah? They're all very similar. I don't know. Yes, so Gemara tells us that about that. I'm going to make a sneaky hachov mamiya day of Pesha Dabor. Who is the one who knows how to be matal pshara? How to be matal pshara? Sometimes when you have a sift between two people, they make a pshara. What's a pshara? A pshara means... Yeah. Yeah. That it doesn't mean that each one has to give in a little bit. Sometimes the pshara is 50-50. Sometimes you give it 100% to this person. I remember one time I didn't bury in the yeshiva, they were fighting about $750,000 of property in California. And we asked them to scoop all about. They just came in one day, they wanted that dinter. They picked the first three letters that they found in the yeshiva. They wanted their dinter. So we asked them, they want dinter, they want pshara. We convinced them, so they said, let's accept pshara. The stock was 100% in favor of one person. That was the pshara. The halacha said it was his, and the yeshiva dictates that it's his. Sometimes you have a pshara that the halacha says that you win, and the pshara says that you win 100%. It's 100% against what the halacha says. Because the din is one thing, and the pshara means within the pshara, then what yeshiva dictates. The pshara is supposed to be a stock based on yeshiva. So sometimes it's hard to know what the yeshiva should dictate. You have to figure out what is Yoshi dictates. So the pastor says, Mikachov me de patient of it. Who knows how to make a real chart? Sometimes they're both a little bit wrong. They're both a little right, both a little wrong, but they're both wrong to the same degree. They're both wrong. So you have to figure out how much should we penalize him, how much should we penalize him. So here the one's going to tell a story that two people were both wrong, they both did an avla, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam penalized both of them, that he got a little penalty because his avla was a small avla, and the other one, Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, got a bigger penalty because his avla was a great avla. Yishai Navi's avla was less of an avla, so he got a smaller fraction point. Well, it's Mikachov me there, patient of who can speak. Mikachov is Kodesh Kodesh, she had a lot of Shoro. And he's made Tzadiki, and Chizkiyo and Yishayo. That they both did an avla, Yishai HaNavi did an avla to Chizkiyo HaMelech, and Chizkiyo HaMelech did an avla to Yishai HaNavi. Chizkiyo Amar, Chizkiyo HaMelech said, I'm the king, and there's a bit of strength to him about HaMelech, she said, hey, he wants to a level. There's a bit of Tzoyed HaMelech. Tzoyed HaMelech is a new business. No. Yeah, the bunch of niggas shine. He was more going to tell how he did it short. That he made a situation where each one was nanash a little bit. Each one had to give in a little bit to the other.
You stopped.
They're both in nanash. Yeah. The din is not what the din should be, and then in certain instances, let's say one is very poor and one is very rich, and he works for him, and sometimes the circumstances and situations are such that if you follow the din, it's not your Asian thing. Asian dictates that it shouldn't be so. That's also part of the din. Yoshi is also part of the din. If somebody then encountered one of the Tayyad mitzvahs, and even most of the Vishadim don't count as one of the Tayyad mitzvahs, but it's still an Indian. It's like Dabe Hashem, a lot of the
Dabe. They didn't have Rashma, they're also sometimes touching the corner.
Yeah. No, what? The din is sometimes if you follow the strict din, in a given instance it will not be Yeshua din, but the din is a din. So you try to convince the people that they shouldn't follow the Shurasa din, that they should follow Yeshua.
they should follow the same Shuddha Sadhu.
The thing doesn't mean one party before the other party. In other words, if both parties are wrong, that's not Shuddha.
What do you mean both are wrong?
One is not the primary value of love.
Doesn't
the
really
true value
in the middle? No, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's not a shah. Yeah.
Here, in this case in the Gemara, it's not really a shah. You want to tell the story that each one did an avla, a kodesh brocha fun, but one did a greater avla than the other. A kodesh brocha punished each one in accordance with the degree that it really did. Really it did. It's a story that the Gemara is going to tell. It's a different kind of a shah. This is probably what we would usually call a shah. They once tells a strange situation that in one skufa there was a melech and a navi, and each one was standing on ceremonies. Each one felt that there's a din of koyd navi and there's a din of koyd on melech. So which is on it? Does the melech have to book us to the navi, or does the navi have to book us to the melech? So Yishaya navi held, what does it want to tell? Chizkiyo, on the Chizkiyo melech of the Zark, why did Yishaya got boy, let Yishaya come visit me? Okay, Ashkan Bel, yo, a navi, doz over Gabi Yachav, Achaz Ben, a melech Russia. And so you have to be heard of the Kovat Amal, because he's a Melech Rasha. Because he's a Melech Tzadik. And your Navi was a bigger Navi than Yishaya Navi. And I'm a bigger Tzadik than Ari. But I'm a Kavachayma, that man is a Kavachayma, that he should be Mechabit me, so let him come to me. And then, here, like a Yoli, hey, Roy, hey, Lacha. The deal is that everybody has a Chiyad of Kovat Amal. 10,000 Melech was saying, what's all right? But the deal of Kovat Amal. So they let him come to me. Yishaya Navi, Yishaya was a Navi, and he said that the deal of Kovat Amal also. Everyone is Mukhid from the Chabad and Ravi, including the Mela. He also has the Mitzvah, so that's in the Chabad Mitzvah. And Akhrami, it's a conflict. It's a conflict. Who has the Gamma right, Allah Allah Might, and Hilkas Malach? What's that
here? But Anovi can be more for this Kavoda. Maybe Anovi also not for us.
I don't know.
Just like giving to him from Hashem. So maybe he can.
Also, he can. Example that you want to know is not a good example. It's a Russia that comes to visit Anovi, he went. He went to the Pakistan. He went.
The each one has a chit and the other. So how do you do the mitzvah? Right. Who has to take the first initiative?
Right.
So the Rambam says, halacha l'maisa, I don't know exactly the mocker.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in the Gemara, maybe some other book. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says that when in public, the Navi has to book the for the Melech. Because the Kodesh Melech has to be demonstrated in public, but when there's no one else around, they're just together in the room. The Melech and the Navi, then the Melech has to bow down in front of the Navi. Because then it's not a violation of Kodesh Melech has to be followed. And Kvayt HaNavi is also from Kvayt HaNavi when in private. So the Gemara tells over here that they had this conflict. They had this conflict and nobody was budging. Now also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did the Rabbanu Shlom do to see to it that they should get together? Hey, the Yisurim al Chizkiyo, because Chizkiyo HaMelech to get saved. So Omar, look, Yishaya HaNavi didn't want to go visit Chizkiyo HaMelech. He's staying on ceremonies. Let him come visit me. But if he's sick, he's wrong. It's not a shayla, he can come visit me. He's sick in the midst of Tikka Chelem, but the Dina, I'm going to be Mavak Chelem by other people also. That's not a shayla of Tikka Chelem, Tikka Chelem. But maybe he went to be Mavak Chelem. So then when he went to be Mavak Chelem, he gave him Musa over the head. Ramal over Yishai to the Rosh, and told Yishai, Mama Lecha, Bakeret HaFedah Shinema, Bayam and Mahim Chalem, his Kiyahu Lamus. He got sick and he's going to die. Bayam and Yalav Yishayo, Ben Amos, Anoy, Bayam and Yalav, Koyama Hashem. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it a word of fast, because you're going to drop dead. Stop the Beisha. Kimei Sator Beloi Tichye. You are absolutely going to die. Goodbye and good luck. Nice knowing you. Just like this, you're going to be the Rakha Chema. Don't think you're worried. What's wrong with Russian and those? Like Kimei Sator Beloi Tichye. If you're going to die, he's going to die. He's not going to live. James Russian. Kimei Sator Beloi Tichye. Yes. Koyama Hashem. Stop the Beisha. Make your Tavor. Kimei Sator Beloi Tichye. James Russian. So he said what it meant was the following. Not only are you going to die, you will not get out of my boat. Why are you not going to get out of my boat? The maximum people stop again and you say, and then you go out of my boat. I don't know if I did kill. Tells everybody out of heaven, and he's going to get worse. He's not going to get out of heaven. not going to get out of my boat. Everybody out there said they go to get in a brief stay, a long stay. They leave, not my boat. He's not going to get out. My cooling head. I said, my cooling head. What did I do? What's Kufan? The first time you see Yeshaya since his Hachbarah, since his coronation, and he gives it over the head. He goes, what's going on? I'm right, Mishum Dabai Askir and Mishum Dabai Sakta, the period you're in, because he didn't get married. He was single the whole time. All the Harbatas HaTerah that he did, the Gemara describes the Hezim, the Harbatas HaTerah, the Shech, and all the children knew, some of the Tara, everything.
He did.
But he didn't want to get married because he didn't want to have any children. He could have got married back to his birth control, didn't want that. He didn't want to get married because he didn't want to have any children. So he told him, right. But he didn't want to have any children, so he deserves to lose his other mother because on principle. Yes, but a lot of times you do a lot of our favorites and you don't go to my book, but somehow this is
not on the
apparently the Iker Kabbalah Hamakas Shemayim is the transmission of the Torah to the next generation. So if he doesn't want to have children to transmit the Torah to them, in principle, this is a person who can't have children to animals.
It'll be further.
Principle, he didn't want to get married. If a person can't find it, then his wife can't have children, he can't have children, that's a different thing. On principle, he doesn't want to have children.
He also set a bad example for the life so also.
So he found everything there, and he explains to Yeshayah Navi why he didn't want to have any children. I'm already, I see that my children will not be shrewd. So what's my father's character does? That's what some of the Persian points out on this Gemara. The Pashup Shat factors, like you mentioned, the Gemara says, call on Muhammad and Sayyid Haber, Sayyid, what does that mean? So the Chafetz Chaim writes in several places in his Torah, like the Kotzer, others write like that, that those who, let's say, if they can't have any children, come out and ask them to say, you should have to say, go for the Bashar Chafetz, see, the Mach has the king, the three see. That people who can't have, having children, the Gemara says, hastens the Asamashiach. You're certain that when you like children, that's a mitzvah, when you sit in the Sukkah, that's a mitzvah, that has nothing to do with the Asamashiach. In addition to doing all the other mitzvahs that we have to do, we have to try to speak to it that Mashiach is going to come. So what can you do to 18 years from Mashiach? The Gemara says in the Ibamit, and in Nidah, Eim is Ovin Zboa, Shiach will come to Shama Shiva Group. There's a certain place in heaven that's called a group, it's a certain room or whatever, and all the Yiddish and Neshamas are there, when all those Neshamas will be born in this world, you don't know what the number of Neshamas are, when all those Neshamas are born, then Mashiach will come. So the person has 20 children, instead of having just a son and a daughter, so he's hastening the Asamashiach. What if a person can't have any children? Kama Hashem HaSaritim HaShayish Meruv. Kama Hashem HaSaritim. Can't have any children. They tell them specific mitzvahs that will hasten Bia HaMashiach. HaShayish Meruv HaShab Sonishtayish. Bia HaShab is one of those mitzvahs that is one exception. That the Guru comes as a Skadimah has specific Dinadim say. See on the Mishpatik part of the Shavuot, the Zokas, Zokas, the Zgulifer, Hastens the Gula, and Mishpat, when you have Dayanim who pass him properly, the Gemara says the reason why we still don't have the Gula is because the Dayanim are corrupt. Because the Jewish Dayanim are corrupt. If the Dayanim would not be so corrupt, so they would Hasten the Asamashiach, and so on. So the Navi says, Yeshaya says in the Haftarah of the Tanya Sibur, Yishmur Shachta Sky, Bacharub Asher Chafotzi, what does that mean? After the Zokas of Chafetz Kaiset, so if they'll choose to act the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Chesed, the Lord faith in the Yisrael Mashiach, and Machas Yikim Ibrisi, supporting Yeshivas. What's supporting Yeshivas? The whole Tachlis of having children, what's all I did having children? To transmit the Masorah to the next generation.
that you support yeshivas, and you also transmit the Torah to the next generation. So what if the person say about Locha? What if a person knows that his children, let's say a Jew, is living in communist Russia, and he sees that it's impossible, if he has children, they absolutely will not be able to be observant to them. They'll be bali out there. So does he agree to have children or not? So you figured it gets strong. The whole Ruach HaKodesh that he had, he figured it out wrong. So some of the say the Chesed al Pidin is right, but his information was wrong. He saw Ruach HaKodesh, they're not going to be strong. It's not true. His Ruach HaKodesh was erroneous. He made a mistake. But if you would know Taka that these are the facts, that the children are not going to be strong, then it's Taka no Kiyum HaMitzvah. Or let's say a person had a son and a daughter and gets in the mitzvah, and he doesn't want to have more. The Gemara says that the Tamidus Chassidus is to have more than a son and a daughter. He's not called to Fakim Kahelis. But look, his Ruach HaKodesh, but I have a son of Yedecha. So the Gemara says that refers to Rabbi Akiva, that he had Talmid in the Yalduso, and he had Talmid, and then they all died. All the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died, and then he had a start all over again, Talmid in the Yalduso. And a person should have children when he's young, and have children when he's older, because the prophet says in Kelly, you can never know which ones will be good. Maybe these won't be good, you need new ones. What if the person had a son and a daughter, he said, that's cool at all? So does he have an obligation? The Ikaradin, that's something, because Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had a chiyuv Ikaradin, so now you have a woman, Baz Banim, to have children in here. So some folks will say, yeah, that you're absolutely not guaranteed that the children will not come, because they're not being Mamshach and Masurah. The key Mamshach and Masurah, it's always your Mamshach and Masurah, as it says in this Gemara. And others disagree, and they say, no, that was a mistake of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He thought that that was a pshat, and that's what Yishayahu HaNavi told them, you're wrong. What are you getting involved in the secrets of the Rebbeinu Shloshim? My Bimitzki did what you were commanded to do. He brought it up with never. You mind your own business. You get married, you have children. What is your business when the children are going to be born? What are you going to do my business if I won't be answered the mitzvah anyway? So what should I waste my time? What should I have children if I'm not going to be answered the mitzvah? So some learn, Shad, that Yishayahu HaNavi told them that the calculations are wrong. Don't speak your nose into the calculation in the future. You may be making a mistake. You know, HaKadosh, it wasn't given to you, but HaKadosh, you figured it out on your own. You figured it out wrong. And others say, no, the whole Chesed is wrong. The whole Chesed is cockeyed. It's not true.
You have to judge a person for that moment. You can't judge a person later on.
If such a thing as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing a person into the world with Bechira Kavshis is suspended and he doesn't have the ability to be a tzaddik, it is such a thing. You assume that normally everybody has Bechira Kavshis. Sometimes a person doesn't have Bechira Kavshis, but an insane person has Shaitan. The person doesn't have clear function. He's so upset with a certain thing. He does not clear function. He's crazy. He has to drink the water. He says he has to be machalchan. You see the light, he has to turn it on. That's called a shaita. Person, we have lavish going in the world. Lavish, the person doesn't have clear function. How much have anyone when he's killed him? Yes, that's the thing. So this is a machlokes achreinim. What was the answer that Yishayahu HaNavi gave to Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Did he say that your calculations are wrong, the information is wrong, or did he say that your halacha is wrong? Even if your calculations are correct, your halacha is wrong. The theory is a mitzvah called a mitzvah, irregardless of what's going to be later on, whether the child will be a tzaddik or a rosh. It's not for the sake of preserving the matzah. That's the shot. So he told him, I'm the Mitzkidis, the Boy Lach Lameba, the first of Shad is that he told me calculations are wrong, but he didn't, it's correct. And he said, V'adi Kapshin Rachman Allah Malach, what are you proving him to be? What's going to be? How do you know? Maybe he will do Shubha. Might be that Khalid, what you believe in this? Whatever you're going to want to happen, will happen. You have no right to guess what's going to happen. Oh, my leg, so the more continues the story. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech asked Yishayahu, okay, you told me I better get a shit of this. So he says, give me, let me marry your daughter. Habi, Brasoch, let me, allow me to marry your daughter. After the Gomer's Kusa, the Dibidi Dora,
without keeping right within the mouth, and maybe with the mind course will help that the Gzera Min HaShemayim will be broken. But Yeshayah Novi tells him it's not going to help it. If you know that it's Nigzer Gzera Min HaShemayim, Amalei, but Nigzer Alech HaGzera, that the child will be a Roshan.
This is Mitzvah
Shidai,
no?
Shetamu. Rashi says Shetamu.
So,
so you mean he tells them, okay, what you're going to die, you're going to have children, you're going to die so quickly. So he says you're going to die so fast, it's not going to help. But he told, so now comes the insult, each one did an avla. Yeshayah Novi did an avla. He should have, like the Rambam says, the Novi has to be in the habit of Elohim Chazir. And Chizkiyahu now did an avlet, he wasn't mechabit him in public, so he should have mechabit him privately. Neither was mechabit the other, neither in public nor in private. Each one deserved a shtick of oinish. So the idea is that Chizkiyahu now of God was Gorgasar. He got sick and he shook him out of his wits. He thought he was going to die. And he almost did die. And then he pulled through. And Yeshayah now he also got insulted. Because when he said, Kanigra Allah Gzeiro, so then Chizkiyahu now told him, Amarim. You don't know how to Kabbalah, so my Yosef Zayda, that there is no such thing. Even if there is a Gzera Min HaShemayim that you're about to die this minute, we declare Chatzidah can break the Gzera. And then he realized that Shayah Lord knew it, and then he said, Kabbalah, you can break the Gzera with Kher Chatzidah. Amalai Ben Amalos, the Chizkiyahu Melech tells Yeshayah, Hanavi, Kalei the Lord could have said, Hakmishkin, China, you know what you're talking about, Kachal Kablam Teis Aviyahbo, there's a tradition, Rashi says, who's Aviyahbo? Dovid HaMelech, Rashi says, "Shelo atamal v'chadosh lufa diyadai." Rama asked him in a and he was mitalo. So here also, "Fi b'cherem chad v'rachem tal tavar shemadam." Again, the Adam asked him, "Min harachem." So Rashi learns it out from Dovid HaMelech from the Beis Aviyahu from the Sarekin, the subset Ishmael Beis. And the Gemara quotes are different. The Gemara first quotes from the Kabbalah Beis Aviyahu, and the Gemara quotes are different sure. If Manan and Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lodi, Dan and Shabayu, they both said the same verse. Afir ha-hel chad menach tal tavar shalom, ma yun ha-sh merah shenema, hey yikalani, even if the verse was about to kill me, lo ayakel. I still hope unto him and I pray that he should undo the gzeh. That's what we have in the Gemara. And then the Bach adds on from the Bach in Oiz Beis, has a whole Oiz Sofer, added on that appears in the An Yankis and another gives us to the Gemara that he married her.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gemara doesn't say. He married the daughter of the Sophia, I like Rate. Yeshayah Novi let him marry his daughter. Novi's name, Menashe Rav Shaki, had two children that both no good. Now one day, Chizkiyahu Melech was carrying the two children on his shoulder, and they both wanted to do Averus. One wanted to worship Abed Zorah, and one wanted to chop off the father's head, some to have a good heart. And then the father was so angry. Chassidut Yari threw them both down on the ground. Menashe Ay Rav Shaki missed. Goya Nashe. Lay Shane Law's
right.
Yeah. That's the point. That's the high that the other game all the time. So he's happy. Maybe the Kerach HaTzili will break the Gzeru. So Gmar tells Saka that that's what Yeshayah Novi did. That's what Yeshayah Novi did. Meyad, because it says he was sick and he came to visit him and he told him, make a Tavor, you're going to write tomorrow. And then he said, Davin. He said, I'm going to Davin. Davin. And the Gzeru was broken. Meyad, it's Yeshayah Panavar HaKir, Pai Pavar HaShem. What does it mean? So the Pashup Shad is that he Davin near the world. That you're not supposed to Davin something Masik, they know that they're not here. So the Gemara gives additional interpretation. Same thing Gemara, Mike here, what does it mean here? I'm going to show him that Lachish, Mekira is Libar. From the inner parts of his, in the depths of his heart, he was dominating with the, he was scared out of his wits. No other man is going to lose everything, so he really wasn't his power. And the word here doesn't only mean that he's out in front of the door, in front of the wall, it means something much more than that, he's diving from the innermost depth of the ocean. You find the word here,
as describing a part of the heart. Maybe Omar, maybe says, no, this was not the description of the tefillah that it came from the innermost depths of his heart, but rather this was the nusach tefillah that he said. He kind of, I was the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you have to let me live because of the shchusim that I have. Aliski hakir, because of the shchusim that I have. I'm a fan of Rabbanu Shel Olam. When Elisha Navi used to travel around, so the Isha Shanami suggested to her husband, not the law Aliyah Kir, let's be Machnus Elisha Navi. So what did they do to him? They made him such a fancy room. One is Aliyah Kir, one wall, it wasn't going to describe what it was. It is a big room and they just made a partition and he slept on the other side of the room, or the roof. On top of the roof, they were just missing a roof on top of it, they put up a roof. Managed, that's all. They didn't do that much of a big spiel. Nonetheless, Achiyeh says, he thought was that when her son got sick, he made a mess, and the son came back to life. Avi Abba Mayelta Zedesh, but no, no, Shechikwa, Zahir, Okula, the Kertus, and Yisrael. Governor Melech conquered all the enemies and he took all the gold and silver that was destroyed by Yom and he set everything aside for the vineyard based on Midrash. Because now he told him that he won't be allowed to build a vineyard. And Hashem Melech took everything that his father set aside and he didn't keep it for himself. So Melech was Manchu, he couldn't keep it to Egdish. So he built another based on Midrash to be Machin Israel to the Baruch Shalom. It's a halach of Kamaz of Kamaz that in the schools of my health is then the Governor Melech and Hashem Melech that they made more than a tear. They keep it very cool. Can't do it all. Of Kamaz of Kamaz, I deserve to live. Not only do I have two sons, I have my own two sons. The mother says, the mother's going to come in. Save my life because of David Allah. Save my life because of Allah. Save my life because I'm also a big topic also. And the mother says, I'll save you because of Kushra. I'll save the name of God. And this, Chizkiyahu HaMelech is saying, save me, and my sons want to go to my sons. I'll save me in this Kushra of David Allah. If he wants to whoever he asks in his own schools, if Hashem will give him over to him, tell him it's not your school. Whoever is decent enough, humble enough, he asks you, who's the father? So the Baruch Hu will say, this is selfish by Echim Bez Yisrael, and in your schools I will stay. So he says, Chorna, it's Hashem Salach, he was on Echo, the Emes, if like Shom, I told you in Echo, Asisi, I did so many hits with some ice inside him. What exactly is he referring to? I tell you, the Echo, Asisi, sounds like some major act of Yerushalayim. What does it mean? I'm not here in my rush. It's not my guru, but it's female.
It's
a very strange. Yeah, everybody does that. Some impression says, I take the shed, I'm a big in the dark, I'm sick in the dark. I'm sick in every day. So that's what it means. That's what you say, because the king is, he wakes up, hey, he won't wake up, so it's like, yom, because the busy all night with the Tzachi Hamalkus, and he woke up, I'm sick in, the king should have, I'm sick in, that's what I'm a question. Others say, Tashver is Tigger Rishmash. Some of Google is Tigger, that's what it means. Others say, that how do you know you need to be from Google is Tigger? Because it says, Hashem Tzuri, the way I lead, and then it says, Yarech Hashem Yom Tzor. So it means when you're the eighth drone, you have to be master of Google is Tigger, that's the pressure of. Because my whole life, when I was in a master of Google is Tigger, that you should be scared from the Tzor, Yarech Hashem Yom Tzor. So now that I have to start
standing.
Let's see that it should work. I was always leader on that. You see that it works? That's the first shot in Morgan. It's a sheriff shot. Tell them to see. Now, Lady of Azar, they made a major takonis with a gun to all Israel. She's gone on a safer school. They closed all the medical schools. What's the Hashimah to close the room? And she says, today she's actually rocking. Ramban HaChumash has this barichas, he has it in a few places on this Gemara. He says that the Jewish nation is Lamanam and Atevah. The Gemara says in the end of Shabbos that Gemara ain't Mazari Yisrael. That means that they are subject as nations and individuals. They are subject to all the rules and regulations of nature. And the Jewish people are Lamanam and Atevah, that we have a Hanhogah Nisus. We have a different Hanhogah. That's why Rosh Hashanah for the Jewish history of Tishrei. We have another Jewish history in Israel because Tishrei is the Tishrei Nivra HaOlam. That's when all the natural laws were established. So all of history begins itself when Tishrei comes. That's only non-Jewish history. And Jewish history starts all the time with Kodesh Nisan, the Jewish legal, the Jewish Nisan in the world. Nisan is the month of Nisan, the month of Hanhogah represents the Ha'ad al-Malam and Ha'ad. So that's what the Ramban explains by Risha several times in Chumash, that the Jewish people shouldn't really go to use medication. Rapi means that if a chole comes to the doctor and he asks the doctor for medication, so the doctor shouldn't say, you should have the tochen. You should say to him,
You shouldn't be coming for medicine. The doctor should be kind enough to give you the report he wants. But if the patient's allowed to go to the doctor, that's a different name. Once the patient comes to the doctor can't, shouldn't give him a mitzvah shmuz and tell him, you're not sure, you don't have any Rosh Hashanah, go down and go take care of him. She didn't, but there are
effects.
The brother was once sick, and he came to visit the brother, and there was a doctor there. So he chased out the doctor. The doctor was a film, he needed a doctor. He chased out the doctor, so he said, if the Baruch Hu made doctors, why don't make war? So he said, the Baruch Hu made chazerim also, why don't make war? The doctors are also for the guys. But most people are not like Madrigas to follow the Ramban. The Ramban is a person really a hobby talker. He really trusts in the Baruch Shalom. So you should down and talk to his brother and he'll get them. And he shouldn't go to their Hatzah. And we should act same as we should. Yeah, yeah. Because most people can't follow this Ramban. Yeah, the Ramban is saying Rachum is what it's a pasuk. Rapi is a mitzvah. So he says, if the Yiddish patient comes to the Yiddish doctor, and obviously he's not acting the way the patient is not davening and saying tefillin, he wants to be healed by the Derech HaTeva, so the doctor is permitted, mitzvah reshus, the Rebbe Rapi, the doctor is permitted to heal him, and he shouldn't give him mitzvah shmur and bap him over there. But is the patient allowed to go to the doctor? No, we don't have to go to the doctor. Jews are not supposed to go to the doctor, but if a Jew went to the doctor is permitted to treat him. And the doctor shouldn't give him a mitzvah shmur. That's how they're on bunches.
We say the Rabbi, the doctor should come, doctors only to heal the volume. I mean, what do you care about healing the volume?
Or heal those Jews who don't want to be on that high level of the doctor. Those Jews are not on that level, and not the minute to just try to be thrown with their sin.
I think that
it's not going to work.
That makes a distinction. If someone does it, if a man hurts another person, he gets hurt somehow from a human being, then he goes to the doctor, just like the throat or something. But if it's like cancer or something like that, that's another
person.
But
not myself.
He doesn't, he shouldn't go to the doctor.
Not like the Ramban. If you hold those who hold not like the Ramban, that there's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. What are you doing? Just ignore it. He's saying that he put away the sacred of food, they shouldn't have cures for everything. But some things, they have cures, is yourself. Okay. But also the pshat of the Ramban. You're giving a pshat, not like the Ramban. Good, a good pshat. Right, I didn't use the thing here. So the Gemara says that this was such a major contribution to God. Sefer Kula, this is Tarechen, as one of the three things that Chizkiyahu did on his own without consulting the Beis Din. And he was praised for this. Shut up, come on. Could be that there is an alternate pshat to the Ramban. Okay, there must be some alternate pshat because it's generally assumed not like the Ramban. Generally assumed not like the Ramban, that there's nothing wrong with it. Although there are some person who do pass the Ramban, hey, that it should be like this day, like the Ibn Ezra Chumash, Rapi only applies when someone beats someone else up. But if it's a chayda that develops internally, the Avnei Neger passes like the Ibn Ezra and other Rishonim that it's prohibited to go to a doctor. That the Baruch Shalom is giving you a punishment, so you're not, obviously it's a punishment because you develop on its own, so you're not permitted to go to a doctor, so I'm doing punishment. Usually not assumed like that. If you're sleeping on the night, you
can
get the fuck out of it. No, if I don't have a virus, if you get stuck here, If there is sense, it's not listening. So you want to start, we'll just start. Tell us, on a teacher's own, on his own.
Usually consulted with others.
The president, with others, with the cabinet. The six major things that he did on his own, three of them, I'll give a hold of them. I see the Chacham gave a big Yashkev. I'll give him a low hold of them. The three they didn't agree. I'll give him a hold of them. The three that they gave Yashkev was number one, got a paper report. It accomplished that the people had more bitachon. Did that more to the punishment? No, the other one, the Chacham Amar, to keep this Nechash and Nechashis, because the people were worshipping Nechash and Nechashis. They did fight it. They even though it was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't care. The Chacham the meaning that the Nechash and Nechashis didn't care. The Gemara says, when Chacham, the Gemara says in the first Tengkul, when Chacham comes, and he comes up with some original Chiddush, the Gemara says, hey, Mazichim also, don't say, but we've been doing it for the last 50.
How come Moshe
didn't? No, later Moshe Rabbeinu was good. There was no problem.
Only if you got into this.
No, the bunch of some Mekan Akash and Akash. No one worshipped it in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But in later years, they developed an attitude of superstition, and they worshipped, they deified this Nechash and Akash. But everybody was afraid to touch this holy Nechash and Akash. Moshe Rabbeinu, how can I touch it? Until he came and he said, it's ridiculous. I don't care who made it. It's wrong, it's wrong, so you broke it. So they gave him hugs about, they were not to with him. And the Gemara says, you can't, that if a Chacham comes up with the original Kiddush, that it makes sense. Hey, Mazichanos, hey, Mazichanos, the Gemara says, don't reject it just because our best legend son also hangs for the last 500 years. If he's right, he's right. Machmi Nichol Amin HaShemayim is God, he's right. They want to give this marshal. The Kitas Nechach and Nechashis, but the Hebrew Gemara, the Hebrew Gemara, and again, you should test it. He did the right thing. It's the right time. I happen to didn't break it in the previous year. They should have broken it in the previous year. But Hashemayim, they left it to him, but his God, they brought right there. The Baruch Hu leaves certain things in Hashemayim, that it's every generation should have something to original for Tulu.
That's miraculous.
And the third thing that he did was that his father was a Melech Rosha, so when his father died, instead of giving it, even though he didn't call the Tiberach, Bein Bechayim Bein Lachem Oitzen, if the Din of Kedah Melech, Bein Bechayim Bein Lachem Oitzen, but that's only if the person is a Tzaddik. But if the person is a Rosh, then the Kedah Melech is only Bechayim not Lachem Oitzen, and by Kibirav also, Lachem Oitzen for sure, there's no Kibirav if he's a Rosh. Bechayim, if the father is a Rosh, then it's a Machloek, it's the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam claims in the Shulchan Aruch there's a Din of Kibirav even of Rosh. And the Torah disagrees. Based on the Gemara in Bava Mitzvah, he says there's not been the beginning of Zel Neshech. And the first Zavon of Zel Neshech is the famous Gemara that does not keep it out in front of his Rosh. So the Achayim says, there's no cash on the Ram. The Gemara goes, Lacha Misa. Lacha Misa, everyone's asking that the father is a Rosh. The mother is a Rosh, does not keep it out. There's this Gemara. And the Chayim, the Ram holds just like by Melech Rosh. And we have nothing was running in front of Achav. Achav is clearly Melech Rosh. So the Dibbid of Kedah Melech is Melech Rosh. The Chayim. Lacha Moshe Rosh. So the Ram holds the same as like keep it out. The Chayim is a bit of keep it out. Even if he's a Rosh Hashanah Nisanah. So this Chizkiyah Melech not only was not Mechadid his father, if he died, you should have taken him on a special, Rashi says, the Nisan Zohar, the Chesed, to take him on a fancy hearse and everything, to do the Levi. Not only did he not get covered, he was Mevazah him as a servant of the father, that the Bezonian should serve as a kafar. That's how the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. And this is going on the side towards the Gemara. In his car, she had to have a like kapora. That's how he knows. He wanted the father to get a kapora by having to get his father's body. So it's also, here he asked himself, I'll meet the shokar. But after the father was dead, he didn't take him out of the cover, he can meet the whole world. And the Chachamim asked him to all these three things. So the one that's relevant to before was, that gone as the safer of the Rashi quotes a medrash in the beginning of Parsha Tisisa, the beginning of the second Aliyah. Eitan Amoshi Kechal Lo Sol, Ad Aber Itol. So Rashi says, how come Kechal Lo Sol should be written with a Vav? Lam Ad Vav Sol Vav. It's not. It's written with Ad Vav Chosa. It's like a Kala. The Mishnah was like a Kala Tzlua. Just like the Kala,
Notice that the color wears a veil, covers the face, and the sun says that the Mishkan was covering the sun. What's on? Russia was the Mishkan was covered. But the Gemara knew him, but the Gemara says that there was a woman, Kimchis, who had seven sons, who all became Kohanim Gedolim. The Marshal comments on that Gemara, but the Chachamim asked her what unusual skus that she had, so the Marshal says, Chacham knew her husband was not that special. He knew that she must have been something special. So he asked her, what special skus do you have? If you have children who serve Kanda, but she says that she had this midah tzitzit, that she always covered her hair, even in the house where there was nobody there. So the law covers basically Cyrus Roshi. That even when she took a shower with someone, she took off her shekel. But even when she was in the house and there was nobody else there.
Yes.
No, it can't come there, it doesn't.
No, so it's going to some of the other time goes back.
Okay. Okay. King for a day. And even if the fire made for the wife and the husband, so you think it's cheap rabbi for a week, it's also on my day. So the Gemara said that it was in her close of seeing that she was able to have children who are calling them on the night with me. The Pasuk is actually comments on Pasha's Bolok, that they wanted to know how to get the name Israel. What are they answer to get the name Israel? So Dilam Arashi gave me eight to send the Zionists, send the priests, because of Ahem Shalei was saying as Yehu. The British one, the Jewish God, hates priests. He loves me. It's like, it's not only Masha Shinasai, but there's an extra special degree of me. So that's apparently why the Medrash over here puts together this union of Kala Snua with the Mishkan, because the whole union of Hashanah Hashchina is as a reward for the fact of God that the Jewish people have made us as here. That's why in America, many Americans, and even the women who normally were married, they don't cover their head. When they come to shul, they do cover their head. But that's more of a case to cover their hair in shul than after shul. Yes, it is yet. And it doesn't end yet. Because the Gemara says that she goes to cover their hair. That's why she was there for that shul to the Haida Shai, because with the Kedush HaKadosh, and the Beit HaMikdash, and the Beit HaKadosh is an English for that. It's like it is, but special English. The observed what's new from the Beit HaKadosh.